From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 3, 2015. State climatologist Dr. John Nielsen-Gamm in College Station said he is optimistic about a lessening of the severity of the drought over the next 20 to 30 years. After that, it's a different matter.
The study out of Stanford University basically looked at simultaneous changes in rainfall and temperature over the past century or so. And they found that rainfall had not really decreased measurably. You had as many wet years as dry years now as you did before, but that temperatures had gone up so that the combination of dry and warm can become a lot more likely. And the warmer weather means you have greater evaporation, and so the water deficits become greater, and drought intensity is measured by things like the Palmer Drought Severity Index become more severe.
Characterize this drought for me, that we'll have good years or better years than others like we're having right now, but the general trend will be towards less available moisture and more evaporation. Is that about right?
Over the long term, yeah, there'll be trend toward greater evaporation. But then there's also going to be shorter term trends on top of that. It seems that based on how the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans operate and how they influence our weather, the next 20, 25 years are probably going to see a trend toward improvement in drought conditions, with that mainly being increases in rainfall amount, because basically the two oceans have been working against us for the past decade or decade and a half, and that tends to flip back and forth on a 20 to 30 year time scale. So I'm optimistic for the next 20, 30 years, and then I turn seriously pessimistic.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.